Today is the 90th anniversary of CJLS. Join us as we celebrate our rich history with a look back at the broadcasters and moments that have shaped our story to where we are today at Y95.
Hi, this is Bruce Rainey. I worked at CJLS from 1989 to 1995, and I can vividly recall driving to Yarmouth for my, I guess, audition or interview in 1989. And when I got to Shelburne, I was able to tune into the FM repeater in Shelburne, and I heard Gary Nickerson doing a newscast, and I thought, boy, that's a good broadcaster with a really good voice. And right after that, on came Wayne Norman to host an open line show, and I thought, that's interesting too. Wayne's got a beautiful flow to his style, but a different kind of voice. And I thought, this looks like it sounds like a good place to work, because they clearly embrace different styles and different voices and different approaches. So I was very happy in 89 to get the job, and I worked as the morning man, 6 to 10 for most of my tenure. It was a great run working with Gary in the morning, and Wayne Norman, the three of us would be in there, you know, basically just the three of us from 5:30 to 8:30 every day. And we developed a huge friendship and a huge rapport. I learned so much from the great Ray Zink, how to ask a good question, how to cut tape, how to tell a good story, the importance of beginning, middle, and end. He was remarkable. I was very lucky during my time that the station manager was a guy named Grant Wyman, who in late 1993 came to me and he said, would you like to do a noon hour sort of infotainment show, a talk show called Rainy at Noon? And I jumped right in with that and had some remarkable experiences there. And I always look back at CJLS as a wonderful place to learn and grow. You got to do everything there. If you were, you know, someone with a bit of energy, remotes, news, weather, sports, funeral announcements, swap shop, open line, spinning music. It was a wonderful educational experience. And I'm always proud to say that, wherever I've gone in my broadcast career, it all started at Radio CJLS in Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. I'm a very proud alumnus, and I wish you all the very best for your 90th anniversary. Go CJLS forever.